The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The CDC cover-up exposed. The CDC hid hundreds of hospital reports showing the vax was causing myocarditis and is causing myocarditis to this day, and they still push for people to get the vaccine. This is a major, major situation. Of course, how do you hold the CDC accountable? How do we hold all these criminals in Washington, D.C. accountable? That's what a lot of us have been pondering, and I've always told you, I don't think people working at the CDC, I don't think Dr. Fauci, I don't think the Biden administration, I don't think the corrupt FBI is going to be held accountable by us. And so that depresses a lot of people, but then I have to remind them, God will hold them accountable. And it sounds like a cop-out to someone who does not truly understand the judgment of God, who doesn't really believe they're going to stand before God. Therefore, it would sound like a cop-out. I can understand me saying that sounds like, oh my gosh, we need justice here and now. Yes, it would be nice, and we should, and it's the right thing to do, is to have a form of justice here and now. I'm just telling you, sometimes evil gets away with it here on earth. That's what I'm telling you. There have been people who have secretly murdered people and nobody knows it. And they never got caught. And then they went to the grave and no one ever found out. Okay? And in those situations, what you have to understand is, oh, God's got them. They are in God's hands, and it would be better for them to face a form of judgment and punishment here. Because I honestly believe if you get punished here, God's punishment won't be as severe because you did receive some punishment already. I believe that because God is a just God. So if you get away with it, I think the punishment goes to the max of whatever God feels is the just punishment of the max penalty for whatever has been done. So these people in Washington, D.C. are going to get away with it. That's what I believe. And they're going to receive maximum punishment from God. And when you know that that's true, that's not me making it up. Folks, you're listening to me right now. Think of the wonder of how you're either listening to me through audio, which is amazing technology, or on a video, and man has created that kind of thing. Think how awesome we are created, that we can create things in which we can communicate like this. God is a billion times more awesome than us and has every thought marked down. If our government can track almost everything that you do, you think God couldn't track everything everybody has ever done? Human beings can practically track in this day and age almost everything that someone does. And you think God has no ability to do that? So it's not a made-up thing. He's got every thought, every wrong thought they will be held accountable for. This is why you need Jesus Christ's blood to cover you and save you, because you don't know the wretchedness of every evil thought that you've thought will come under judgment, and that you better have Jesus save you from all the evil that you have done. No matter who you are, no matter how good of a person you think you've been, when your thoughts are also going to be judged, you're not good. You're in deep trouble. And the only out, and thank goodness there is an out, the only out is the belief that Jesus can forgive your sins, that he died and paid the price so that you can go free. It's a get out of jail free card. It really is. But there's a condition to it. You truly have to turn your heart to God. You have to truly repent from your sins and reject Satan, reject your evil ways, reject yourself, and turn and say, I truly want to follow God and I want his forgiveness and I want to be in his kingdom. There is a price you have to pay, but it's not really a price. It's wonderful, but it seems like it is. You have to reject your sinful nature that is tricking you into thinking that it's wonderful to be able to sin, but actually reject it and say, God is right on everything and I am wrong. It's just simply, some people just can't tell themselves that they're wrong. And it prevents them from going and getting forgiveness and being able to be in God's kingdom forever and ever. Do you know how crazy that is to reject God's kingdom because you can't admit you're wrong? Or you know what a lot of times it is? People have been hurt and they're upset with God. They blame God. And God is in control of everything. So I'm not saying you can't complain to God when you get hurt deeply. Because you can. You can say, God, why did you allow that to happen to me? I don't believe God necessarily punishes people here on earth and does evil things. I think Satan does. We know Satan can control sicknesses. The book of Job shows us that when Job went through everything, it was Satan attacking. God just sat back and told Satan, I will allow it, but you can't kill him. He put a parameter on. But it wasn't God doing it. It was Satan doing it, which gives us a little bit of an insight. But it also shows God's in full control. So yes, God could spare you from stuff. But we don't know why we go through the bad things we go through. But most of the time, people get angry with God because of their hurt and pain that they went through. Maybe as a child, somebody abused them. I don't know what it is. But something horrific happened to you, and you're taking your anger out on God instead of the sinful person who did it to you, or the evil entity called Satan and his demons that want to hurt you. And instead of placing the proper blame on them and your own sinful nature, we're sinful human beings, so we're all sinners. So we're no better than each other. Therefore, I'm a sinner and I need a savior just as much as the people who hurt you need a savior. When you understand that, then you can come to God. Folks, I'm doing a show right now in severe pain. One of the worst pains. I usually can get my pain somewhat down. I have not been able to get my pain down today. And I don't know why. And I am suffering. And I suffer almost 24/7. And I wonder why. But God is good. And that's what I know. I know it to be true. I've seen it in my life. And I know he pulls you through things. So I cling on to what is coming next. And not what is now. Sorry, I talked about the pain, and it hit me because usually when I do my show, I don't think about the pain. And now you can see, I'm not exaggerating. But I guess this is good. God wants you to see it. You have gone through something, but God will pull you through. It doesn't matter because this isn't the be-all, end-all. This isn't the final judgment. This isn't where your story ends. But what if your story does end tomorrow? What if it does? Are you right with God? You see, I contemplate that. What if my story ends tomorrow? Which it could. Am I right with God? Thank goodness I'm in a situation where I'm constantly trying to make sure I'm right with God. It's a blessing in that aspect. But it's horrible to go through. I don't want to go through it. But I don't know the purpose of God, and it's a huge test of faith. It's a huge test to see, do you trust God even though Satan could come at you and say, why? You're not being rescued from whatever your problem is. It hasn't been rescued. God hasn't supernaturally intervened and rescued you. That hasn't happened. And so your anger and your hurt is placed on God. But if you have received salvation, and I always have to remind myself this when I'm going through the pain and it's severe like that, like I'm going through right now, I'm already saved. God has already done more. I'm already in the kingdom of heaven. I can't lose. How could I even? I can't ask God for more. Now, I do ask God for more because he's a loving God, but he doesn't owe me anything. He's already saved me. And so I can be thankful for that. Knowing that I'm going to heaven and this is all temporary and that is truly permanent, when that occurs, this will feel like nothing. I know that, but it still sucks to go through. So you're in something, it sucks to go through. You know it. You're angry with God, but you need to realize God's your only hope. Without him, what is going to happen? Don't misplace your anger and don't turn to the wrong person for salvation or help. There's only one place to turn for salvation, and that's Jesus Christ. I had no idea that I was going to go into that. Clearly, I think God wanted that to happen. But let me get to the topic, which I went way off on. But I'm going to leave this in the show because someone must need it. The CDC cover-up exposed. This CDC cover-up is horrible. Hundreds of hospital reports show the vax has caused myocarditis. Think of the people suffering from myocarditis because of the stinking vaccine. And they're suffering. And they could get angry with God. But do you know who they should be angry with? The CDC. Take a listen.
Hey, I always read Courage Discourse. This is your Substack. I get the emails every day. I saw an email today that in April of 2021... the CDC, by that time, had received hundreds of situational of deals where myocarditis was being called into question by some of the most premier hospitals and doctors across the country. It appears they tried to hide this, and this lawyer, Ed Berkowitz, through Freedom of Information, got hundreds of these things. What do you make of this? Would they really be hiding that the vaccine caused myocarditis?
It's true. It appears as if the CDC very early on was involved in a cover-up. They were trying to suppress this concern that cardiologists had that the vaccines were causing myocarditis. Remember, a few months later, the FDA came out and said the vaccines caused myocarditis. The FDA, in its October 22nd, 2020 briefing session, on the slide said they expected the vaccines to cause myocarditis, among other conditions. So are government agencies trying to suppress an important safety signal, which ultimately led to untold number of cardiac arrests, will be something I think investigators will be looking into for many months, if not years to come.
And what we want is justice on here on earth for those people. But we don't get justice. I don't have justice in my life where I am suffering really for... no reason. I've checked my life to make sure. Am I the cause of my own suffering? Have I done something? Is God sending me a message to wake up about something? You should ask those questions because sometimes God sends things in your life that make you uncomfortable. I don't think he usually sends cancer to people's way to make them uncomfortable. I think it's a horrible thing that happens, and I don't know why those type of things happen, but they do, and usually sicknesses... God's going to see how much you rely on him is really somehow, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't have to know. We don't have the answers. Me and you were born yesterday. That's it. We're a blip. Our knowledge is so minute compared to God's that it's like we were born yesterday and we're a vapor and we're gone tomorrow. Think of all the generations before you. There have been millions and millions and millions of people that have lived before you. And to you, in a history book, if they lived for 40 years, let's say 1700 to 1740, just a blip. So quick. so quick. We don't have the answers. I don't have the answers why you suffered what you suffer. I don't have the answers why I suffer what I suffer. I do have the answer that Jesus is always the answer for everything. Always. And if it's not Jesus, then what is the answer? That's what you have to answer. The question is, if Jesus isn't the answer, then what is? So yes, we want punishment for these people on earth. They're going to get away with it. I'm a truth teller. I'd tell you if I thought we were going to get them. I would love to punish them. I like when evil is punished on earth. I love it when good is predominant and it punishes evil. Society functions that way. And countries are so much better when they're functioning that way. People's lives are better when it's functioning that way. When it's not functioning that way, things collapse. Well, America's not functioning that way. It's going to collapse. And they are going to get away with it here on earth. Although, if we get attacked by enemies, they're still going to suffer some sort of consequence. But it won't be their punishment for what they've done here with the vaccine. It is disturbing that your own government would hide that hundreds of reports of hospitals showing how bad the vaccine was, encouraging people at the same time to go out and get it. They know they're hurting you. The CDC knew they were harming you. They purposely hid it and told you it's safe and effective. Go out and get more. Do you understand the level of evil? Could you imagine standing before God? Could you imagine you work for the CDC? Somebody works for the CDC is watching me right now, I think. How do you stand before God knowing that what I'm saying is true and you work for that organization? And what have you done? What have you done to make a difference? You could make a difference. Oh, no, you're just too lowly. Well, okay. What's God telling you to do? That's what you should ask. Maybe it's just resign. Maybe. Why would you want to work for people that are doing evil anyways? I don't get that anyways. But don't do it unless God tells you. Ask God what he wants you to do. But the government didn't stop there. Remember, before the vaccine, the government also didn't want you to cure yourself. They wanted as many people to die as possible, and they didn't want anyone to take ivermectin. So you had the FDA declaring war on ivermectin. Dr. Pierre Corey, the author of The War on Ivermectin, was on the Charlie Kirk Show. Take a listen.
It was this blunt forced instrument from the government to tell every doctor, you can't use this, regardless of the fact that ivermectin won a Nobel Prize. They kept early treatments out of our hands. And so Dr. Corey, just riff on this. This was one of the great, not just censorship. Is it unfair to say that the FDA has blood on its hands? That how many lives were lost because of this?
I mean, in this country, hundreds of thousands to millions across the globe, it's massive. Because, you know, Charlie, I mean, the U.S. federal health agencies have a larger reach than the U.S. I mean, so their behaviors ripple across the globe. I mean, they set examples. A lot of agencies fall in lockstep around the world, like Europeans and whatnot. But, you know, I like your point. I mean, we're talking about the government entering the exam room, which is private between a doctor and a patient, right? They are literally violating the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act by trying to practice medicine. They're interfering with the practice of medicine. They have no statutory authority to do that. And, you know, this is so important going forward, right? Again, we need to stop this interference and again, support the doctors and their autonomy. And I like your point. I mean, this is an FDA-approved drug. You know, even in their defense of this decision, so the FDA put out statements, you know, saying, you know, okay, you know, it's okay to prescribe, but we still haven't approved it. You know, that is such a misleading statement. We do not need the FDA to approve this drug. It's already FDA approved and it's off-label use. And you're absolutely correct about that. And I think this is really important that people pay attention to what's going on. And, you know.
Yeah, that's your government. That's the FDA and CDC. One worked to make sure that you could not cure yourself and wanted maximum damage from the COVID virus, which was really not much. But if you went to a hospital, You could have ended up dead because of the CDC protocol that they told the hospitals to do to you. Not give you ivermectin, but remdesivir and shut your kidneys down and then your lungs fill up and then they put you on a respirator or a ventilator or whatever. And they did these protocols and the protocols are what killed people. It's so outrageous. If you really step back and think about your government tried to kill you on purpose, lied and gave you a poisonous vaccine, lied about the danger of the thing that the vaccine was supposed to save you from, lied about what it was doing, tried to stop you from being able to easily defeat it on your own. You step back and look at this, you think, it can't even be real. Does this kind of evil exist? Of course it does. And spiritual warfare is real. And we're not just battling human beings. We're battling principalities. The Bible tells us that. When I have my battles with pain, and just so you know, folks, I've been getting better and better. Yet my pain is deciding to come at me now and make my pain worse. It's bizarre. When I do better and better, the worse, though, certain areas of this mass gives me pain. And I know so many people take this, do this. Folks, trust me, I've done it all. Anyways, here's the thing. I am going forward believing God's carrying me through. And maybe this extra pain, because I am improving, yet I'm having more pain, could be that my body is fighting this thing so hard that I'm feeling it and I'm actually improving even more. But it's hurting because my body's actually finally fighting it. It could be that. That's not a joke. It kind of feels that way to me, but it's hard to go through. It's difficult. It's not easy because it's never ending for me. It's 24/7. And that's when it gets draining. You have ups and downs where it's not always here. And sometimes it's here, but it's never gone. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you that I am getting better, just so you know. And I appreciate you watching. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
Imprisonment, forced labor, permanent separation from my family, perhaps death. I knew what could happen to people who were caught trying to defect. But the watchtowers stood yards away. The possibility of a new life in a different world, one without tyranny, was within sight. The West. I thought of the rewards no longer crushed under the boot of communism. I would work and make money, no longer restrained by the chains of collectivism. I would say what I wanted, without fear of spies and informants nearby. I would be free. The frozen rain and Romanian mud seeped through my gloves and cloths. I fantasized about a fire burning in the wood stove of my parents' home, but I pushed those thoughts from my mind, closed my eyes, and waited for the cover of the darkness.
Get Defector, a true story of tyranny, liberty, and purpose by Mark Hobovkovich with Paul Dragoo. A thrilling page-turner that will remind you how precious yet vulnerable freedom is. Available at shopjbs.org or Amazon. For a limited time, get 20% off your entire order using promo code DEFECTOR20 when you purchase Defector at shopjbs.org.